We will also help Singaporeans tide through this period of higher inflation and cushion the impact of the new GST rates. There are two prongs to the support we provide to Singaporeans. One is a permanent GST voucher, or GSTV scheme, which helps to permanently defray GST expenses for lower to middle income Singaporeans. The second is the assurance package, which provides transitional support to all Singaporeans to cushion the impact of the higher GST rate. In last year's budget, I enhanced the permanent GSTV scheme and increased the number of Singaporeans who benefit from it. I will further enhance the permanent GSTV scheme so that it continues to meaningfully defray GST expenses for eligible households. For those residing in homes with annual values of 13,000 and below, I will increase the GSTV cash quantum from $500 to $700 in 2023 and to a further $850 from 2024 onwards. For those residing in homes with annual values of above $13,000 and up to $21,000, I will increase the GSTV cash quantum from $250 to $350 in 2023 and then to $450 from 2024 onwards. These enhancements to the permanent GSTV scheme ensure that most retiree as well as lower income households will not be impacted by the GST rate increase. As I have emphasized previously, under our GST system, which means the GST and the GSTV combined, the more well-off consumers, as well as foreigners and tourists, will bear higher effective GST rates than lower-income Singaporeans. This ensures that those with greater means contribute their fair share of taxes and will effectively lower the burden of taxes on lower- and middle-income Singaporeans. On top of the GSTV, we have the assurance package, or the AP, to cushion the impact of the GST rate increase on Singaporeans. In November last year, I announced that I would review and update the package to account for higher inflation. We have completed the review and will make the following enhancements in this budget. I will increase the AP cash by between $300 and $650 for eligible Singaporeans over the remaining years of the assurance package. This will bring the total AP cash payments received by adult Singaporeans to between $700 and $2,250 over 5 years. I will increase the CDC vouchers by $100 in 2024, so all Singaporean households can look forward to another $300 of CDC vouchers in January next year. These enhancements to the assurance package will enable us to maintain the commitments we had set out earlier, which is to offset additional GST expenses for at least 5 years for the majority of Singaporean households and for about 10 years for the lower income households. But I recognize that many Singaporeans are still concerned about the immediate cost of living issues. I will therefore introduce additional one-off support measures this year under the assurance package. I will provide a cost of living special payment of between $200 and $400 for each eligible adult Singaporean. I will provide additional support for seniors and extend a cost of living seniors bonus of between $200 and $300 for eligible Singaporeans aged 55 and above. I will also double the USAFE rebates provided to households over the next three tranches of disbursements this year. And in total, eligible households can receive up to $760 in USAFE rebates this year. For households with children, I will provide each child aged 6 and below a top-up of $400 to their child development account, and each older child a top-up of $300 to their EDUSAFE account or post-secondary education account. These enhancements to the assurance package, the one-off all the enhancements I mentioned just now, both the one-off and the earlier ones, will cost $3 billion. So the total amount of the package will increase from $6.6 billion to $9.6 billion. With the enhancements to the GSTV scheme and assurance package, I will have provided comprehensive help for the majority of Singaporeans this year. On average, for lower-income households, the enhancements will fully cover the increases in spending due to inflation and the GST rate increase. Fully cover the increases in spending due to inflation and GST rate increase for lower-income households. For middle-income households, the enhancements will substantially cover their increases in spending. Let me illustrate what Singaporeans can expect from these measures. A lower-income family with two young children will receive about $5,500 in benefits this year. This includes cash, government top-ups to the CDA for their children, MediSafe top-ups, USAFE, and SNCC rebates and CDC vouchers. Help will also be extended to middle-income households. And we have ensured that larger households, particularly those with seniors and children staying together, will receive more support. For example, a six-person middle-income household with two seniors and two school-going children will receive about $8,400 in benefits this year. The full details of the enhancements to the GSDV scheme and assurance package are in the annex to this budget. The updates to the assurance package reflect the commitment of this government to help Singaporeans through this challenging period of higher prices. We provided comprehensive support last year, and we are doing so again this year. But I hope all Singaporeans understand that it is not fiscally sustainable to rely so heavily on government support year after year to cope with inflation. The reality is that even after the current inflation surge moderates, inflation may stabilize at a higher trend level globally and in Singapore, higher than what we were used to in the last few decades. The era of untrammeled globalization that kept goods at highly competitive prices all over the world is over. Countries are now relooking and adjusting their supply chains. Instead of buying from the cheapest, they are prepared to accept lower efficiency and higher costs to prioritize diversification and strategic resilience. And these trends are pushing up inflation everywhere, including Singapore. We do not have much influence over this global inflation picture, but our best strategy to cope with inflation is to make ourselves more productive and competitive so that workers earn more and the increase in earnings can more than make up for the higher prices. Indeed, this is what happened last year. Real incomes grew by 2% for the median worker and by a higher 4.7% for a worker in the 20th percentile. So despite higher prices, we are still better off in real terms.